So he says, well, they're building a house. I think that Mary Rita, that's my daughter, thinks she'd like. And so you all go over and see. So in a day or two, we went over to see the house, which was in progress of being built. And so she liked it. And of course, she made a few little changes, and they decided to buy the house, but they thought I was going to live with them. So I led them up to the last week or two that I was going with them. But I told them I was too old to go and make new friends. I had my friends here, and oh, I was just too old. I just didn't want to leave Bon Sullivan. I was born and bred here, and I stay here. And so that's how it happened. And it wasn't long after they moved over there, 2 years, I think. As I said, they've been over there 10 years now. Well, he was given a federal job with the, agronomy or agriculture or something, and he has all the southeastern states, and he travels some. But he is a flyer, so he's not away from home, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
he,
not
he
so bad.
He goes to Washington back in the day, so
mm-hmm.
I looked up there a little
bit. It really is amazing, isn't it, how you can do that now.
And so that's the life story.
That's your family.
That's
well, now, was your husband was born in the county, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah,
uh-huh. Yeah, he was born
there. Yeah, I never did know just what place he's born. The house and all, I think he showed it to me one time. Of course, it's been destroyed, just a small house that his mother lived in, and the two boys were born out there.
Mm-hmm.
About 2 years difference in the age, and they never did have any more children. The parents did.
Mm-hmm.
And so he lived here. We used to laugh about him. He wouldn't take an education. They had money. The chair, they had several different, what I want to say, I won't say families, but clans, I'll say clans. And this is the old original clan, and they really had money. But now my husband's father was a drunkard. He filled a drunkard's grave. And the other brothers could drink, but they could go on with the business. You know, some
mm-hmm.
folks can take
yeah.
it and do business, and other folks just can't. And so Mr. Hamp's father didn't accumulate anything. And at his death, he had a whole lot of interest with these two old brothers. Well, they just elbowed these. The
mm-hmm.
You know, that's
mm-hmm.
what they always feel about it, you know, whether
oh, yeah.
it's true or not, just like folks think that... folks take advantage of widows. Well, now, I don't have that feeling in my heart, but now my husband did have the feeling that they just elbowed the widow, his mother, who was the widow, and the two boys out just, and they didn't get anything too much. And so they never had the ambition to be rich, my husband and his brother. They never did just squeeze blood out of a turnip like some people, you know. They liked a good time, they liked to be honest, and they didn't like to work. But we attributed their not being like to work or being lazy, I laughed and said lazy. On account of his heart, he had a heart ailment. And maybe that was the reason he was, lazy or inert or whatever you want to say. I don't know what word I want to use right now and all. But he and I had a good time. He inherited a little one, so we just enjoyed it. And then, as I said, but I belong to the family, the clan, this rich and the old. But I don't have the money. Now, there's a millionaire, multi-millionaire. Hamp had an own cousin who was a brother. His father was a brother to my husband's brother. And they are really rich. I learned about L.O. And then there was a sister of his. And their uncle, bachelor uncle, died. And he was multi-millionaire. And he left the majority of his property to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got a little smack of it, not much. And so... But we've lived happily, and I haven't wanted for anything. And as my daddy said to me on his deathbed, he said, now, Rube, he always called me Rube, my name's Ruby, you know. And he said, Rube, if you and Hamp live according to your means and all like that, and don't live too long, well, you'll make ends meet. So my husband, he died while ends were being met. But if I keep on having to go to the doctor, I got about 5 or 6, and, you know, then just keep it going and going and going and going. So I don't know if I'm going to live long enough for the end to be the ends to meet or not, I wonder. But anyway, life is great, and I get a lot out of life. They say you usually get as much as you put in life, so evidently
yeah,
I
you really seem to put in a lot, too.
Have never mattered anything, though. And I know I
well, you
know,
had a good time, is
that? Yeah,
after
oh, I
all.
Had a wonderful time, and I know I had a gift. God endowed me with a gift, which he does every person, you know, but I never did develop it, and that's the reason I'm just like that. So, I don't know what it was, gab. That's
well,
right.
I think you're wonderful.
All I know is just gab. Well, I love people, and I just love to make people welcome. And all like that, when they come into my home, I want them to feel just as free and easy as they can be.
Well, I feel as if I've known you all my life.
Well, so.